Welcome to Storytime with the Muskingum County Library System. My name is Miss Katie, and we will be reading a very classical story today. It's called Frog and Toad Together by Arnold Lobel. Before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Storytime is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. So, the book we're going to read today is called Frog and Toad Together by Arnold Lobel. Frog and Toad are best friends. They do everything together. When Toad admires a flower in Frog's garden, Frog gives him seeds to grow a garden of his own. When Toad bakes cookies, Frog helps him eat them. And when both Frog and Toad are scared, they are brave together. From the first enchanting story to the last, these five adventures of two best friends are filled with humor and tender affection. Let's begin. Frog and Toad Together by Arnold Lobel. The first story we're going to read is called A List. One morning, Toad sat in bed.
"I have many things to do," he said. "I will write them all down on a list so that I can remember them."
Toad wrote on a piece of paper, "A list of things to do today." Then he wrote, "Wake up."
"I have done it," said Toad, and he crossed out, "Wake up."
Then Toad wrote other things on the paper. "Eat breakfast, get dressed, go to Frog's house, take walk with Frog, eat lunch, take nap, play game with Frog, eat supper, and go to sleep."
"There," said Toad, "now my day is all written down."
He got out of bed and had something to eat. Then Toad crossed out, "Eat breakfast." Toad took his clothes out of the closet and put them on. Then he crossed out, "Get dressed." Toad put the list in his pocket. He opened the door and walked out into the morning. Soon Toad was at Frog's front door. He took the list from his pocket and crossed out, "Go to Frog's house." Toad knocked at the door.
"Hello," said Frog.
"Look at my list of things to do," said Toad.
"Oh," said Frog, "that is very nice."
Toad said, "My list tells me that we will go for a walk."
"All right," said Frog, "I am ready."
Frog and Toad went on a long walk. Then Toad took the list from his pocket again. He crossed out, "Take walk with Frog." Just then, there was a strong wind. It blew the list out of Toad's hand. The list blew high up into the air.
"Help," cried Toad, "my list is blowing away. What will I do without my list?"
"Hurry," said Frog, "we will run and catch it."
"No," shouted Toad, "I cannot do that."
"Why not?" asked Frog.
"Because," wailed Toad, "running after my list is not one of the things that I wrote on my list of things to do."
Frog ran after the list. He ran over hills and swamps, but the list blew on and on. At last, Frog came back to Toad.
"I am sorry," gasped Frog, "but I could not catch your list."
"Blah," said Toad. "I cannot remember any of the things that were on my list of things to do. I will just have to sit here and do nothing," said Toad.
Toad sat and did nothing. Frog sat with him. After a long time, Frog said,
"Toad, it is getting dark."
"Toad, it is getting dark. We should be going to sleep now."
"Go to sleep," shouted Toad. "That was the last thing on my list."
Toad wrote on the ground with a stick, "Go to sleep." Then he crossed out, "Go to sleep."
"There," said Toad, "now my day is all crossed out."
"I am glad," said Frog.
Then Frog and Toad went right to sleep. Have you ever wrote a list before? Or a to-do list?
I have, and it keeps you organized and on task.
Also, when you cross off a thing that you've done, it makes you feel very, very accomplished. So try to write a list, a to-do list. Start from the beginning of your day and write things to do leading all the way up to going to bed. And as you do those, cross it off just like Toad does and see how well you accomplish tasks. Making a list helps with vocabulary, helps with your spelling, and helps with your writing skills. Our next story we're going to read is called The Garden. Frog was in his garden. Toad came walking by.
"What a fine garden you have, Frog," he said.
"Yes," said Frog. "It is very nice, but it was hard work."
"I wish I had a garden," said Toad.
"Here are some flower seeds. Plant them in the ground," said Frog, "and soon you will have a garden."
"How soon?" asked Toad.
"Quite soon," said Frog.
Toad ran home. He planted the flower seeds.
"Now, seeds," said Toad, "start growing."
Toad walked up and down a few times. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head close to the ground and said loudly,
"Now, seeds, start growing."
Toad looked at the ground again. The seeds did not start to grow.
Toad put his head very close to the ground and shouted, "Now, seeds, start growing!"
Frog came running up the path.
"What is all this noise?" he asked.
"My seeds will not grow," said Toad.
"You are shouting too much," said Frog. "These poor seeds are afraid to grow."
"My seeds are afraid to grow," said Toad.
"Of course," said Frog. "Leave them alone for a few days. Let the sun shine on them. Let the rain fall on them. Soon your seeds will start to grow."
That night, Toad looked out of his window.
"Drat," said Toad. "My seeds have not started to grow. They must be afraid of the dark."
Toad went out to his garden with some candles.
"I will read the seeds a story," said Toad.
"Then they will not be afraid."
Toad read a long story to his seeds. All the next day, Toad sang songs to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad read poems to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad played music for his seeds. Toad looked at the ground. The seeds still did not start to grow.
"What shall I do?" cried Toad. "These must be the most frightened seeds in the whole world."
Then Toad felt very tired. And he fell asleep.
Toad, wake up," said Frog. "Look at your garden."
Toad looked at his garden. Little green plants were coming up out of the ground.
"At last," shouted Toad, "my seeds have stopped being afraid to grow." "And now you will have a nice garden too," said Frog.
"Yes," said Toad, "but you are right, Frog. It was very hard work."
Have you ever planted something before? Do you know what it takes to keep a plant alive? What is the most important ingredients that plants need to live? Well, let's start out with planting the seed. You need dirt. That's the first step. Once you have dirt in a pot or in the ground, you're going to dig a little hole or use your finger to push down and make an indent into the dirt. And in that indent, you're going to put seeds. Doesn't matter what, any kind of seeds. And then you're going to cover them up with more soil. Now comes the important ingredients. You're going to need water. Plants definitely need water, like we need water. And they also need the sun, so make sure it's in a nice sunny spot. And after a few days or a few weeks, you'll start to see little green things sprout from the ground, and that is your seed. Make sure you keep watering it and making sure it has sunlight. And as it grows, plants love carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is the air that you breathe out. So when you breathe in, you're breathing in oxygen. But when you breathe out, that air that's going out is carbon dioxide that plants love. So if you sit by your plant and you talk to your plant or you sing to your plant or even read to your plant, you're helping it grow. So the three important ingredients that plants need is water, sun, and air, carbon dioxide. Let's move on to our third story. Cookies. Toad baked some cookies.
"These cookies smell very good," said Toad.
He ate one.
"And they taste even better," he said.
Toad ran to Frog's house.
Toad, cried Toad, "taste these cookies that I have made."
Frog ate one of the cookies.
"These are the best cookies I have ever eaten," said Frog.
Frog and Toad ate many cookies, one after another.
"You know, Toad," said Frog, with his mouth full,
"I
think we should stop eating. We will soon be sick.
You are right, said Toad. Let us eat one last cookie, and then we will stop.
Frog and Toad ate one last cookie. There were many cookies left in the bowl.
Frog, said Toad, let us eat one very last cookie, and then we will stop.
Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie.
We must stop, cried Toad as he ate another.
Yes, said Frog, reaching for a cookie. We need willpower.
Will? What is willpower?
Willpower is trying hard not to do something that you really want to do, said Frog.
You mean like trying not to eat all these cookies? Asked Toad.
Right, said Frog.
Frog put the cookies in a box.
There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog.
Frog tied some string all around the box.
There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can cut the string and open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog.
Frog got a ladder. He put the box up on the high shelf.
There, said Frog. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can climb the ladder and take the box down from the shelf and cut the string and open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog.
Frog climbed the ladder and took the box down from the shelf. He cut the string and opened the box.
Uh-oh. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think they're going to have enough willpower not to eat the cookies? Or do you think they're going to eat all of the cookies? Let's keep reading to find out.
Frog took the box outside. He shouted in a loud voice, "Hey, birds! Here are cookies!"
Birds came from everywhere. They picked up all the cookies in their beaks and flew away.
Now we have no more cookies to eat, said Toad sadly.
Not even one.
Yes, said Frog, but we have lots and lots of willpower.
You make it all, Frog, said Toad.
You may keep it all,
Frog, said Toad.
I am going home now to bake a cake.
Our next story is called Dragons and Giants. Frog and Toad were reading a book together.
These people in the book are brave, said Toad.
They fight dragons and giants, and they are never afraid.
I wonder if we are brave, said Frog.
Frog and Toad looked into a mirror.
We look brave, said Frog.
Yes, but are we?
Asked Toad. Frog and Toad went outside.
We can try to climb this mountain, said Frog.
That should tell us if we are brave.
Frog went leaping over rocks, and Toad came puffing up behind him. They came to a dark cave. A big snake came out of the cave.
Hello, lunch, said the snake when he saw Frog and Toad.
He opened his mouth wide. Frog and Toad jumped away. Toad was shaking.
I'm afraid. I am not afraid, he cried.
They climbed higher, and they heard a loud noise. Many large stones were rolling down the mountain.
It's an avalanche, cried Toad.
Frog and Toad jumping away. Frog was trembling.
I am not afraid, he shouted.
They came to the top of the mountain. The shadow of a hawk fell over them. Frog and Toad jumped under a rock. The hawk flew away.
We are not afraid, screamed Frog and Toad at the same time.
Then they ran down the mountain very fast. They ran past the place where they saw the avalanche. They ran past the place where they saw the snake. They ran all the way to Toad's house.
Frog, I am glad to have a brave friend like you, said Toad.
He jumped into bed and pulled the covers over his head.
And I am happy to have a brave friend like you, Toad, said Frog.
He jumped into the closet and shut the door. Toad stayed in the bed, and Frog stayed in the closet. They stayed there for a long time, just feeling very brave together.
If you'd like to borrow this book for free with your library card so you can see the funny illustrations, please visit muskingumlibrary.org and go to Digital Downloads. There you'll find directions to download the Hoopla app to your device. Thank you for joining us for story time. Please be sure to join us here on Wiz Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story. Be safe and have a great evening.